The State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor.
Tim Mattella, the head coach at the Rockford Icemen.
It's a work in progress, and we have to learn to compete and then train to compete a little more and get our compete level up. And I think the kids are starting to get that. Every week, we seem to look better.
Well, we sure appreciate you taking time to come and talk to us.
Glad that you guys are doing what you do on the radio. It's great to have high school sports talked about in a town like this. Yep. You guys do a great job of that.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Saturday mornings at 7 on WROK. This is the State Line Sports Hour, presented by Lincoln Rent All and Sales, on Rockford's home for Fighting Illini football and basketball. News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Congratulations goes out to Larry from Rockford. He won the Illini tickets to the Norfolk State game on Tuesday. This is Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner. And right now we're going to be talking about something that kind of hit the Illinois high school sports scene this week. It's one of those issues that you got to deal with and talk about. And first of all, we want to welcome to our State Line Sports Hour, Moose Hart Executive Director Scott Hart. Thanks, Scott, for getting up and being with us today.
Hey, thank you. You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
This is one of the things that you really never saw coming, is it? Kind of all of a sudden you get a call from the IHSA and they say, hey, three of your kids are ineligible. And there's a lot of reasons behind this, but what does that feel like to get a call from the IHSA on something like this?
Yeah, you know, these boys came over in May of 2011, and then it wasn't until November 29th of this year that we found out actually four boys from Sudan. One of them actually participated in a full season of cross country. We're ruled ineligible to participate.
You know, when you look at that, they sat out a year too, right? Am I following that right? That they sat out a year at your school before they were even playing athletics?
Yes, that is correct. We applied for the transfer eligibility ruling back in 2011. The IHSA ruled them ineligible for basically one school term. The bylaws read that they must sit out 365 days, which these boys did comply with, and they actually started again. Walcott is a cross-country runner, actually ran in the cross-country state finals, and was awarded by the IHSA a 24th place medal. And we'd already started our basketball season at Moose Hart when we got the news that the boys would not be able to continue to participate.
You know, did they give you any explanation as to why the turn? You know, they tell you that they have to sit out the year, you know, and everything would seem to be fine. They tell you why all of a sudden there's a change?
Sure. They conducted basically a secret investigation.
You mean secret? You didn't even know about it, right? Is that what you're referring to, Scott?
That's correct.
Wow.
We asked the IHSA on three separate occasions if they were investigating Moose Hart for any reason, and each time we received a no answer. And then on November 5th, we received a letter from the IHSA saying that they had completed their investigation of the eligibility of these boys.
You know, when you look at it, you know, they're kind of turning what should be a great story of these kids coming over from Sudan and getting a chance to participate in sports, you know, into this, you know, kind of circus now. Do you sometimes wonder that if these kids couldn't dunk that maybe we wouldn't have any issues right now?
Yeah, I'm sure if they all came over and they were all 5'7" and 125 pounds, no one would even notice. But yeah, because they have a small gift athletically, and I say small, you look at Moose Hart's record this year, we're 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
The supposed rival that actually made the complaint to the IHSA, we actually lost to them 58-51 this last Wednesday. So by no means do these boys, when they take off their jerseys, have a Superman vest underneath. I mean, these are just boys who wanted a chance at an education, an American education, coming from a war-torn country. Moose Hart stepped in and provided that opportunity for them. We can't save every child from South Sudan, but we did take a chance on these four boys, and we're glad. We did it. We would do it all over again. And, you know, we have an opportunity on Monday to go down to the IHSA and make an appeal before their full board of directors. And hopefully we'll be able to make a good case that, you know, Moose Hart did nothing wrong. And you asked the question earlier, you know, why the change by the IHSA. And their ruling is that Moose Hart induced these boys to come to America just to play, well, it's just, they said athletics, but basically basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That Moose Heart had it in our hearts that we didn't care about anything else, about saving these boys' lives. We were only concerned that they come over here and play basketball for, you know, what's known as an athletic powerhouse in the state of Illinois. I'm sure you've read about all the state titles Moose Heart's won, all the regional championships. You know, we've won 3 playoff football games in the last 30 years. We've won no regionals, no sectionals, so we're definitely not building a dynasty or continuing on a dynasty. This is all about the children and making a difference in their lives. And Moose Heart had absolutely no contact with these boys before they came. There was no special inducements. They didn't receive anything else that any other child that Moose Heart hasn't received. So, I mean, yeah, when you look at it, the IHSA is just way off base on this one.
You know, we're talking with Moose Heart Executive Director Scott Hart. You guys played Hinckley Big Rock, and I know they had a 13-0 run at the end of the game to win it. You know, how hard has that been to deal with them now at this point? I mean, you guys have a relationship, and the concern is that they turned you in. I saw the statement from their athletic director that he was looking at it as a private versus public issue. Well, you know, with other, he mentioned other schools like Aurora Christian, I think Montini and some of those. How has it been for you to deal with that, and how was the game on the other night against Hinckley Big Rock?
Yeah, you know, it was a great game. You know, the best part of this whole process has been the 32 minutes that the boys played on the court. You know, 5-on-5, as it should be, a good competition. It was a hard-fought game, back and forth, and at the end of the game, like every game in the state of Illinois, the boys got in line and said, congratulations, good game.
Nice.
That's what it's all about. It's about competition. It's about having fun and being kids. And sometimes we take this to, you know, this isn't the NBA. This isn't the professional leagues. And for Moose Heart, it's really not about the wins and losses. And if you think it is, just look at our track record. For our boys, it's a learning experience about them being able to belong to something bigger than themselves. The relationship with Hinckley Big Rock, you know, I went up after the game, congratulated Coach Sam Brooks. Nice game. There's no hard feelings from Moose Heart to the Hinckley Big Rock community. You know, the great people over there, great fans. I mean, they filled the house, and they support their boys. They love their boys just like we love ours. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure there's some hard feelings about some people, but you know what? We got to move on with our life, and life's too important to dwell on the pettiness of the situation.
You know, how are the kids handling this? You know, from where they come from, you know, it's I'm sure it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal, but they come over here, and now they're kind of in this circus and all this stuff going on. How are they handling the whole situation?
You know, it's been a hard week for the boys. You know, I talked to them yesterday. I mean, Gisto's telling me he hasn't slept in a couple nights. McCore hasn't slept. You know, their Walcott has just been distraught all week. And I found out something interesting yesterday morning when I was talking with him. I think the reason why is they really had a fear that if this ruling is upheld, that Moose Heart was going to send them back to South Sudan.
Wow.
That we were going to say, you know what, you can't participate in athletics, so see you later. And they were going to have to go back disgraced to South Sudan and, you know, having not completed their goal, which is to get an American education. So it took me a little while to reassure them that, hey,
I bet.
We love you guys, and this is your home, and we're standing behind you. Despite whatever the IHSA rules, you're here. You're going to get your education. We're going to take care of you. And I think I saw, you know, that sigh of relief come across their face. That, you know, they just don't understand. Mm-hmm. They don't understand. You know, you come from a country where you see injustice all the time, and you come here and you think you're going to get a fair shake. And that's why I told them, you know what, life's not fair. Life isn't fair, but we're going to stand behind you, and we're going to do the best we can for you.
Scott, you know, also the same day all this happened, the legislative committee placed some amendments as proposals, and a couple of them are eligibility ones. One of them is the limits eligibility of international students to those students in foreign exchange programs approved by the IHSA and the Council on Standards for International Education for a maximum of one school term. Have they brought that up to you, that they're going to be discussing that for the future at all, the IHSA?
Oh, well, we're well aware of that. You know, okay. And that's that's a rule, I think, to basically ever prevent international students ever coming over and participating in athletics in the IHSA, especially from a third world country. And I even asked the question of the IHSA, tell me any foreign exchange program that's bringing over students from a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't happen, you know, because you got to pay to play in that foreign exchange program. And you get kids from Germany and Austria and Great Britain and France, you know, that want to come over and have that culture experience for 1 year. I mean, this is about changing these kids' lives and giving them a full American education. This isn't about coming over as kind of a semi-tourist and enjoying a school year and touring America. I mean, this we're dealing in life. And so, you know, I guess the IHSA sees it as being fair to go ahead and knock those students out from ever competing in IHSA athletics. And if that's the way the other member schools vote, then that's the way it is. We certainly accept that ruling. That certainly doesn't mean that we're going to discontinue accepting students from third world countries or any child in need from around the world. It means maybe they can't participate in IHSA athletics, but that's okay with us.
You know, when you look at this, you know, eligibility has just been such a hot-button topic over the last few years in the state, all over the place. You know, do you look at this as the kind of thing that can maybe at least, you know, whether it's something you agree with or it's right or wrong, it at least maybe will bring forth, you know, a set rules where everybody kind of knows at least what's going on? Because right now it seems like most people don't have any idea of what's going on with who's eligible and who's not.
Well, I do hope it brings some, you know, more clarity to it. You know, people do, you know, you kind of quoted Bill Sandbrooks talking about the Aurora Christians, Montinis, Marmions, and that. You know, and that everybody says private schools have an unfair advantage. And I hear a lot of talk, maybe there should be just a private school and a public school split, you know, and let the private schools do what they want, the public schools do what they want. I don't know if that's necessarily the answer, but certainly when you look at some of the powerhouses and the championships that they roll off year after year, and that players show up and they're eligible the first year. You know, when I look at these boys, we've been very, very open and transparent with the IHSA. They knew they were here. They knew why they were here. And yet they still continue to seem to want to punish them, and I really feel it's an excessive punishment on these four boys.
Yeah, real quick, you know, we have some schools in the area that are not a part of the IHSA, that they play athletics on their own. I know Chicago talked about, you know, some of the public schools last year were talking about breaking out in basketball. You know, is that something, if you, with this international student thing, go through with, is that something maybe you guys would look into to still give those kids an opportunity to play things, maybe breaking away from the IHSA?
You know, we haven't discussed that thoroughly. We've certainly talked about it. I know the IHSA would love us to become an associate member and not participate in the state playoff system. But, you know, for our students, again, for these boys coming over from Sudan, their focus is education, not athletics. We love being part of, you know, IHSA state football series, and I know you got a lot of great teams up in that area. And it's exciting, you know, even if you go in and you lose the first round, just to be there is an exciting feeling. So I don't know if we want to take away that option and opportunity for all of our children for a few, but, you know, it's certainly something that we would consider down the road.
Now, you're located in Batavia. Can you real quickly tell us what Mooseheart is? You know, some people get that confused with just being a private school. You guys do way more than that, and you kind of indicated that during the conversation. But just give us a real quick rundown on what Mooseheart actually is and does as a school.
Sure. Mooseheart is a private residential school. We're the largest residential child care facility in the state of Illinois. We are licensed by the Department of Children and Family Services to care for children, basically newborn through age 21. When I say 21, if a child graduates from Mooseheart and has no place to go, we do have step-down transitional living for them, and they go to a local community college, Waubonsie Community College here, as they continue on in their education studies. But the children who come to Mooseheart come from what we consider to be disadvantaged background, or we consider them a child in need. So they're coming here to Mooseheart from homeless situations, where we have children who come to Mooseheart the day before they arrive. They were living in a cardboard box or in the back seat of a car. Children who come here who've never had their own bed in their life, and maybe they're 11 years old. Children who come here that one or both parents are incarcerated. Grandparents trying to raise grandchildren, and maybe grandma and grandpa are in their 70s and they have health problems and they never planned on raising their grandchildren, but because of drug and alcohol abuse or incarceration, their parents aren't able to do that. And the grandparents say, we need help. We can't do this. There's that generational gap. They're starting to hang with the wrong crowd. They were AB student. Now they're a DNF student. So they look to Mousehart. So it's kids that come from a variety of backgrounds that you would go, you know, wow, you know, kids come in here that they've stood there as another parent shot and killed, maybe, you know, their father or stepfather shot and killed their mother right in front of them. And they need a safe place to live. And so Mousehart steps in. We provide everything for them. It's a gift from the Loyal Order of Moose and the Women of the Moose Fraternity that has over 1,600 lodges and chapters around the country. And we provide everything for them, from housing to clothing and food and an education. And that's what we do, and we've done it for 99 years.
Hey, thanks so much. You know, I know it's been a tough week on you guys, but I appreciate you, Scott, for coming on today. And sometimes hearing it helps a whole lot, and we sure appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, we've been talking to Mousehart Executive Director Scott Hart from Mousehart. Of course, Mousehart is in the same conference as Christian Life, mm-hmm. the Northeastern Athletic Conference.
Right.
And you never heard about Mousehart, as he said, they got the record. And it'll be interesting to see what happens Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. They should come to a ruling on Monday. Be very interested to see where that goes.
And the reason they're doing that is they had an injunction from the court in Kane mm-hmm. County that said, no, you can't do that this way. You have to have a full hearing amongst the entire board. So basically, Mousehart won that hearing at Kane County.
Right.
They were allowed to play that Hinckley Big Rock tonight. They're playing that school out of LaPorte that right. is not associated with the IHSAA and is nationally known because they do go out and get kids for those purposes.
Exactly.
So it's wild, isn't it?
It's very wild. It's very, very wild.
Man, maybe we can have him back on after it's all said and done. But
yeah.
If you look, and do we need a break now or we can do it at the end? We need one right now? We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the State Line Sports Hour right after this.
The State Line Sports Hour continues on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner. We have better conversations on the commercial break sometimes than we do on the air. We were just discussing.
I don't know. That last one we had was pretty good.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's just interesting. And the reason we're going to talk some more eligibility is that the same day this all hit the press, Chicago Tribune's been all over it. Everybody's been over it. It's going national. They also did that thing with the international students, but they also added a couple other proposals they're going to look at. Removes the automatic eligibility provision for first-time transfers from a private school to a home public school or from a private school to another private school. So they're going to be looking at that at the IHSA mm-hmm. to cut that out. And we've seen a lot of that happen just here in Rockford.
Where oh, yeah.
A lot of transfers. And I'm not picking on anybody because if it's allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. Isaiah Box
right.
from Christian Life to East is one of those situations. And then you have Tavius Montgomery went from Boylan 1 year to Rockford Lutheran.
Right.
And we've had other kids go back and forth. So now they're going to start looking at this. But, man, the way they did the Mousehart thing was kind of like, wow.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. We've talked about this. We've had issues with the eligibility thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It still kind of makes you twinge.
Well, you know, and again, it just comes down to there's no consistency in the rules yeah. or anything like that. You know, again, we go back to the Marcus Posley situation. There's other players that moved around
yes.
last year.
Freely.
He had a teammate that goes to Hanoniga.
Yes.
You know, and I know his situation was a bit different with the guardianship and all that, but, you know, there's other kids doing this all over the place.
Chicago does it like it's nothing.
Right, but when it's a high-level player who's playing great at Ball State now, who was going to a team that was already going to be a state contender as it was,
yep.
that's when people throw a fit. You know, we kind of talked about, you know, forget if he was a band member. I know that's your favorite thing to say,
yeah.
but if he was just a player that was going to be sitting on the end of the bench never playing.
Never would have heard of
it. Nobody would have cared.
And, you know, remember when Billy Taylor was on?
Yeah.
I asked him that question. Did that bother you? He said, no, we encouraged him to go to Auburn because of some educational things he needed to get ready to play Division I basketball. And he said in the long run, it probably helped him he didn't play. But
right.
it was not because of the basketball part.
Exactly. And in the long run, it didn't matter because he got a scholarship before the season started anyway, so he didn't need to play. You know, and he got the education that he needed, and he was able to be eligible at Ball State now, and he's playing great for him.
Had a big night the other night.
He did, yeah. You know, so, you know, in the long run it worked out. And credit him for staying there, you know, because he could have very easily said, okay, you know what, I'm just going to go back to Winnebago so I can play my senior season, and then maybe he does have eligibility issues down the road.
He would have had a redshirt this year.
Exactly. So, you know, credit to him for sticking it out, saying, you know what, this is about my education. This is not about basketball. Yes, basketball is getting him an education now, but I think he proved there that it was really about education. And you know, it's too bad that they make it too many times about the sport rather than the education.
Yeah, and you know, the IHSA, God love them, they do a lot of great things. They really do. Their website's great. They cover the tournaments good. But I think when it comes to eligibility, they need to all sit down and come up with a plan.
Right.
You know, transferring and being eligible right away is not a good thing. There's not many states that do that, man.
Right.
Unless you move like 800 miles, like Alex did over at...
Yeah, it's one thing if you move in from somewhere else. You know, your dad gets a new job and you have to move into the area. That's one thing. But yeah, to just say, okay, you know what, I was at this school this year, you know, next year I'm going to go to this school and just go in and play right away.
And then look at Simeon. Simeon this week had a couple of kids that were eligible. Morgan Park had a couple of kids that were eligible. They were approved by the Chicago Public School.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, you're kidding me, right? Don't they have to be approved by the IHSA?
Right.
There are so many issues there, and I'm not picking on the state, but they need to look into all this, and maybe they're going to try to make that step right here.
Well, and that's the other end of the deal is, you know, like the Chicago Public Schools, they seem to just play by their own rules.
Yeah.
And the IHSA lets them.
Okay.
You know, if they want to do this or that, they can do it, and they say whatever. But then if somebody over here tries to do the same thing, it's, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a big problem, too, is they need to get consistency in all these rules. It's horrible.
And, you know, you guys were talking, you didn't know about Mousehart. I was aware that Mousehart was almost like an orphanage type of situation. And maybe it looks bad that they brought in three guys that were 7 foot tall, but they have lost three games with those 7 foot.
They're 3-3 with these guys. So, yeah, it's, you know, like we said, if they couldn't dunk, they probably wouldn't care.
Yeah, the one way you could, if you want to be in athletics nowadays and you want to squeal on somebody, that usually seems to work. That gets people cut out real quick.
Somewhere. When he was, because again, me and Tom didn't really know what Mousehart was. When you hear that, it makes you feel worse about what they're doing to these kids, you know, because again, these kids are coming from a war-torn country, you know, trying to make something of their lives, get an education, you know. Yes, they get the opportunity to play basketball, but that's not what it's all about for them. It's about making their lives better and, you know, ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter for them, I'm sure, if they play basketball or not, but to take that away from these kids.
They're worried about going home.
Exactly.
Fooey on the basketball, they're worried about going home.
Exactly, and to take that away from these kids, you know, is just, you know, it's kind of sad to see.
And they sat out a year. They were at Mousehart for a year. I mean, that's even better than what colleges do.
Well, and see, and that's the other thing. Again, you get back to the inconsistency. That, you know, they tell them they got to sit out a year. They let them, they make them sit out a year, and then they, as far as they know, everything should be fine. Come to find out, they've been investigating them without anybody knowing about it. And
I don't like that part.
Exactly.
Maybe the IHSA is going to hear our podcast because I do know that there are some that have listened to it.
Right.
You're welcome to come on anytime you want to talk about it.
Get the other side of the story because that's always a good thing to do.
Yeah, and we're not trying to put the whammy on anybody. But,
no.
But we're fired up now.
Yeah, we are. That's for sure.
That was interesting.
You can do another hour on
Thanks,
that.
Everybody. Hey, good job today, Tommy. Warner over there got rid of our tickets to Larry from Rockford.
That's right.
You're back from Dallas.
Yeah.
Have won a big game, had a great time, right?
Yeah, it was a wonderful time. Great stadium. Yeah.
Go Cowboys.
That's right. Got to meet
a big star on.
Got to meet Too Tall Jones. That's a massive, massive human being.
He is a big boy.
Yes, he is.
He gets four seats in the plane.
Yes, he does.
Hey, for Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner, this is Dave Schmitz, and we'll see you next week on the State Line Sports Hour.